Hey everybody, and welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica, and who's here with me?
I'm Stacy, and I'm playing Bellamy.
Hi, I'm Michael, and I'm playing Todd B.
And I'm Steph, and I play Clara.
My name is Fred, and I play Edward.
So, hot news straight off the press is that we changed our name. So, easier to spell. You don't really have to do anything differently. It was just easier for us. So, please hit us up on our MySpace page if you don't like the name change. If you're really into the name change, please hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. But again, if you don't like it, the best place for you to talk to us and get in touch with us and let us know how you really feel is, again, on our MySpace page. Yeah, also, additionally, we also have a live journal that you can go to and an Angel Fire webpage if you don't like it.
That's the best.
Yeah. We're probably going to cut all of this. So
I don't know what any of that stuff is.
Are either of those websites still alive?
I don't know.
If they are, we're going to have a lot of confused people. Like, I can't find their MySpace page. Oh, what's going on?
I don't want to find what my old fuck? MySpace page.
I wonder who's on their top eight. Oh. Remember that.
Y'all, listen, scrunchies came back, and so anything is possible. Anything is possible. Okay. So anyways, we've been talking about doing a name change since season one of the show, and then we just decided to do it because I don't know if you know anything about us, but we're pretty impulsive. So hopefully you're into that. And if you're not, get into it. Okay.
That was motivational.
All right. So anyways, many apologies for leaving you guys hanging after season one. We went to GeeklyCon and we got so drunk, we just woke up. So
I'm so drunk.
It's been an amazing and wild ride. No, very seriously. Our schedules were really, really, really weird. But anyways, we're getting back into the recording swing of things. So yeah, let's get started with season two of Welcome to St. Paxton. And what we're doing right now is we are leveling up these beautiful babies. They're no longer level one because they finished their first investigation. They figured out what happened to all those beautiful babies. And so that was it. So guys, essentially what you get whenever you finish the investigation is you get to get 2 build points for each session that your character participates in. So we did 26 episodes. Now, a regular session of Trail of Cthulhu is like 3 to 4 hours. So what we've done is we've just like rounded up to 27 because no one's gonna divide 26 by 3. So we're going to do 27 hours of gameplay divided by 3, which leaves us with 9. And then we're going to give you 9 times 2 because you get 2 points per sessions. So you have 18 points that you can put in whatever you want. There's as far as I can tell. Also, if you are the maker of Trail of Cthulhu and I'm telling them this wrong, yeah, let me know because I'd really like to retcon this. So there's no limit on what you can put your points into. So if you want to put all 18 points into, I don't know, Filch, you can do that. As long as it makes sense for your character. So that's where I come in and say, hey, if you didn't do any chemistry this time, you don't get to do chemistry. You can't put 18 points or any points in chemistry because you didn't learn that. You can reassign 2 points. So this just is your basic skill loss, right? So maybe you are really good at photography, but you haven't looked at a camera at all and you forgot how to develop film and you've lost your passion for crochet and cameras. Who knows? So you want to take those points out. You can add that to your pool. So now you have 20 points to assign. But again, they do have to be relevant to season one. And if you'd spent some time like doing something in the off time that you had, like maybe you read a lot of Chicken Soup for the, what are we calling it again?
Oh, what was it? Was it the Photographer's Soul? Or no, Chicken Broth for the Photographer.
Artists.
Was that it? I wrote it down because I was very touched.
It was a touching purchase. So maybe you're good at book dealing now. I don't know. But anyways, have you guys assigned your points?
Somewhat.
Some of them. Not all.
Okay. So if you want, whoever wants to, if you just want to like say, hey, is this cool? This is my reasoning. And I'm going to give you the thumbs up, thumbs down.
I mean, I guess I could go first. So with Edward, I see him really taking on that like detective, like gumshoe kind of role. And a lot of the skills that I wanted to focus on kind of revolve or kind of evolve from that or is based off of that. And I just have one question. What was cop talk again? Was it just my ability to glean information from like fellow police officers?
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds right.
I will confirm that, but yeah.
And then streetwise was just kind of like general knowledge.
Like your ability to get knowledge from the streets.
Got it.
I guess like you would call that being Jack from Titanic smart, you know, real streetwise.
Got it.
That makes total sense.
So with athletics, I started off with 3. So I bumped that up to 6. I feel like I used athletics a lot and it came in handy. So I wanted to add 3 out of my 18 points to that. I picked up 3 points in firearms. You know, my character, when he took on his badge, took on his kind of like police weapon, and it's been involved from there with the special guns that we received from, oh man, why am I blanking on her name? The magistrate?
Beatrice.
So I put 3 points in firearms, 3 points in scuffling. I put 2 points in sense trouble.
That's a good one.
And then 3 points in weapons, and then 2 points in shadowing. And so it just really kind of went straight down that, like, I'm going to be kind of like the detective, enforcer, police agent kind of aspect of my character, especially since, what was it? One of my pillars was duty, you know, or, you know, just being driven to protect those around me.
Perfect. So your pillars, moral principles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do no harm. Yeah. That's great. I love it.
And then the other original skills like interrogation, reassurance, like I'm keeping all of those, you know, first aid, health, medicine, pharmacy, just because that's kind of who I was maybe like in that past life or what I thought was my past life. And then all of these are kind of like new skills that I developed, over this last arc.
Okay. Perfect.
I think I have 2 more points too, so I'll probably get to that in a second. And I'll let you know what I decide.
That sounds fine. Yeah, totally. That's totally fine. And don't forget, you have a period of about a month and a half that's from the end of season 1 to the beginning of season 2. So
to be able to explain like the skills, exactly. And whatnot.
Uh-huh. Okay, does anybody else want to go while he is figuring the rest out?
I can go. So the one I want to put the most in is stealth, because I feel like Clara got to do a lot of that with turning invisible and at the end of the season. I also wanted to add a few to firearms, because I shot a bunch of monsters in the face.
Okay.
I put one in first aid, for reviving Edward with CPR.
And a kiss.
You could argue either way with that, but I feel like that's some basic knowledge. Added to photography, interrogation, and library use. From
that's a smart one.
From our adventures in the library. The one I want to add to, but I'm not sure if you'll allow it, is assess honesty. Which, again, I'm not sure if you'll allow this. But when Clara lost her belief in the innate goodness of mankind, she sort of started questioning the honesty of people. But I don't know if she's necessarily good at it yet. So,
yeah, you can be growing.
Okay. It's like maybe a point or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
Cool. That's kind of what I was going for.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Stacy!
I'm still working on mine. I think I have two left that I can place, but for now I have two in athletics and two in fleeing because of cardio and running away from things. Four in psychoanalysis because I did use that quite a bit last time. Same thing with assess honesty. I put three in there because I used it a lot.
Did you use it well? Your girlfriend had a lot of slugs inside of her.
Well, I didn't ask her if she had slugs inside of her.
Okay, that's fair.
I didn't check to see if she was human or slug.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
I put three in sense trouble because I feel like I'm going to be exceptionally cautious now after being kidnapped. That's kind of like going to be a thing. And I put two in stealth, kind of with the skulking around, because I'm going to try to keep a low profile.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Go ahead and refresh all of your health. Same thing for everyone else, actually. And Mike.
Okay, you ready for this?
Oh, I'm always ready for anything that Todd has to throw at me.
Okay. This is all extremely well supported. So, although, let me double check the total.
I think I'm going to put my last 2 points in evidence collection.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. I double checked the total. It should be good now. All right. I want to put plus one into bargain because I was bickering with everyone pretty much constantly. So, you know, there was a lot of back and forth going on.
Okay.
I would like to put two into reassurance just because there were several touching moments where Todd was trying to reassure people in their time of need.
Sure.
Plus two in chemistry because I use that skill basically all the time.
Yeah.
Plus two to evidence collection for the exact same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Plus three to forensics, which I didn't previously have, but I did spend a lot of time investigating the crime scene with the girl and then the autopsy stuff and, you know, all that stuff all together.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good one. I wouldn't have thought to do that, so.
I also put one into outdoorsman just because we were doing a lot of stuff outdoors involving searching down the slug version of Bellamy, the footprints and all that stuff. Plus two to athletics because I was doing a lot of walking and running around. Plus we had those really cool scenes where I was kicking down doors and being heroic. Plus two to scuffling for the exact same reason.
Okay.
Plus two to sense trouble just because there's always these crows hanging around, all this bad stuff happening. Todd's starting to get a little bit of looking around his shoulder just because some weird stuff has been going down.
Understood.
And then plus one to weapons for that badass axe wielding scene.
Okay, perfect. Everyone is full up on health. We had a live show at GeeklyCon, and some of you have the ability to refresh a stability point. If you have that, you may, refresh those stability points now, or you can save those for later. Sorry.
I'll take it now.
Pick her brain. Wait, let me tell you that between adventures, in campaigns using sources of stability, an investigator must spend calm, undisturbed quality time with your sources, allowing you to forget the shadowy world of the mythos for a moment. Yeah, so because we want to kind of delve into the everydayness of St. Paxton. Like I said, you guys have about a month and a half where you're able to be with your sources of stability. You can change some of those, and some of you have. So just remember your sources of stability. If you were able to spend time with them, you can regain your stability.
Well, how much?
Let's see.
Because I had a lot that I lost.
I would say over the course of 6 weeks, you should be able to regain all of your stability.
Really?
Yeah.
I spent a lot of good time with Edward.
That's fair.
So I can be back up to full?
Yeah, for stability only.
5 points that I lost.
That's fine. So what I will say is that for going into the next season, you really need to be like, I spend a lot of time working on myself. I spend a lot of time, you know, just connecting with people that are important to me and making sure that you kind of keep that up going forward. You know what I mean?
Right. So don't come completely unhinged again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as you feel yourself kind of like teeter, and this is probably a good, you know, thing for everyone, is that as you feel yourself teetering onto, you know, the brink of insanity, take some time, you know, and like just be like, act like a normal person would and fucking go to the beach. Well, don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
That's the worst thing that could happen.
Exactly. Okay. Any questions, comments, or crippling fears regarding the leveling up of your sweet babies?
So other than the skill points and then like the health points, sanity and stability coming back at a certain amount, do we raise the health, sanity, or stability with those points?
No, you don't.
And so those are just like the blanket points we have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then a question about the live show prizes.
Yes.
It should, like, do you have a list of those? Because I have my list.
Oh, great. I'm glad you have your list because I have everyone else's list.
Okay, good.
But
good.
I don't have a master list.
Yeah. So I have 5 that I won. One of them was a stability point, so we'll just say that was burned to regain the stability point.
You can also save it for in-game, so that's yours to keep.
Okay. And then did you want me to give you those 5?
Yeah. You keep track of the things like stability points or whatever, but if you have an item, I want to know what that is.
Okay, so let me just go through these real quick. So the other 4, other than the stability point, is you find a mask of unknown origin and power. You find an antique doll.
Oh, God.
One of them is just you automatically succeed in an attempt to sneak around, duration 10 minutes. And then the last one is a spell. You find components and instructions to cast a spell that will allow you to communicate with the dead, duration 1 minute. So that would be kind of cool for my like investigatory powers.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
So what will happen is throughout the season, I will let you know when those things come up for you. It may be that you don't, that the rest of your people are not around when that's found or whatever. But yeah, we'll get them to you. And Mike, you sent me yours via text, and I don't have my phone here.
Well, that's...
Oh, okay. So he had key to Mr. M's house.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right?
Nice.
a bottle of unknown origin and power of Wretchup.
Liquid peppermint. And
a portal to the gray. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Portals.
Oh. Nice.
Okay. All right. So now do we feel sufficiently leveled up?
Yes.
So much so that we're never going to bother Veronica with this again.
Sure.
Okay. Because as everyone knows, I hate rules and I don't like them and I never want to be a part of them. I guess let's record an episode of the podcast.